The Jamaica Constabulary Force Identity, Purpose, Attitude and Destiny iPad for Life Youth Empowerment and Mentorship Summer Camp has been having a life-changing impact on participants since it commenced in 2015. Conceptualizer of iPad, Acting Police Commissioner Novlett Grant, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the objectives of the initiative and the ways in which it has been shaping Jamaica's young people.
We have been asking you the question, who am I? What is my purpose?
Yes.
What's my attitude? And my destiny, where am I going? So that is it. So
when so I is for identity,
which is to know myself.
Yeah, P
is for purpose, which is to learn and grow.
Attitude,
which the virtues we extol there, respect, kindness, and gratitude. And the D is for destiny, my life path. Where am I going? And so we talk to youths about their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their aspirations. Mm-hmm. We talk to them about some of the cultural messages that they hear, you know, the kind of labels, the prejudices, all of those things that undermine their self-esteem. We talk to them about important relationships. The ones that we emphasize really is parent and child.
Yes.
A lot, critical. A lot, because that is a critical one. There are other important relationships that we talk to them about, what we really spend a lot on, parent and child relationship and relationship with their peers. Because within the frame of the narrative is helping them to build core life skills. And there are critical core life skills that we think they need to master. Effective communication, for example. A lot of the conflict that they have starts with their inability to express themselves. We find that they lack emotional vocabulary. They can't express emotions very well. And so it is expressed in terms of physicality or abusive words, because unfortunately, they are exposed to a lot of adverse experiences, and verbal abuse is one of those big areas that they seem to have a lot of vocabulary for.
Yes.
So within that, we emphasize that you are at a stage where you can learn, you can grow. That's a natural stage you're at. Even though it's the prerogative of all adults, all human beings actually, to continue to learn and grow. But you are at that critical point of your learning and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to master certain skills and certain virtues. When we look at attitude, you know, everybody likes to say you have an attitude. But nobody is ever telling you specifically what is a negative attitude that makes relationship fraught with conflict.
Yeah.
And nobody is ever promoting the kind of attitude that you should, as a youngster, try and adopt and live by. So we told them, you know what, for you it's respect, kindness, and gratitude.
Oh, these are
the three that we emphasize.
Virtues, respect,
kindness, and gratitude. We emphasize that a lot. And in doing so, we start to see almost from day one in the camp, we start to see them showing.
They start to demonstrate. Yes.
Especially
once
kindness.
They are taught these things.
Yes, especially kindness. We see them being kind to each other. We see them recognizing the need to show appreciation when somebody does anything for them, to say thank you. We see them looking out for each other in a way that, based on some of the reasons why they are sent to the camp, you would not expect that from them. But it tells you it's there. They just need somebody to empower them.
So it shows that these youth are trainable.
They are trainable.
And that they are not irredeemable.
No, and critically, we don't want them to drop out of school. We are trying to get them to recognize now that you have choices and decisions to make, even at this young age, and they come with consequences. And so that is the life path that you're setting your foot on.
Yes.
Are you on the right life path?
Good.
Who are you traveling with? Who are the people influencing you? And we put it to them in stark terms that they can understand.
Acting Police Commissioner Novlett Grant in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.